Excuse me, slight mistake. I made this week that was yesterday. This was before Parramatta took on Brisbane. And, of course, I picked the Eels and I gloated about it. And, of course, last night it was not to happen and it didn't happen. It was sad. Were there tears last night? Oh, there may have been. You can hear them in the background right now. That's me from last night. Not doing well, so we may just move on from the Parramatta winning losing segment and move straight on to Finley talking about how many homes are not occupied and vacated here in Shoalhaven. Moving right along. Move along to Mayor Finley, please. Our housing situation has got beyond a joke. What is the answer?
Well, I mean, the numbers in the Shoalhaven are absolutely frightening. So if we've got 35% of our properties are owned by people who don't live in the Shoalhaven, and that 24% of them are vacant at any given time, you know, that tells you that there's an awful lot of property out there that is just doing not very much when we have a terrible housing crisis.
The winner of the gold medal and the champion golfer of the year is Cameron Smith.
Queensland golfer Cam Smith won the British Open. Oh, he and his mullet. Laura Johnson from Mullet Fest thinks that the mullet had a lot to do with it.
It's all business in the front, but there's a party in the back. When I mullet shake, it gives all the girls a heart attack. Do the mullet shake.
Look, I feel like the mullet absolutely gives you a certain edge. As Cam Smith's mullet grows, so does his talent. He is a legend.
And we were there back in the 60s where the Lizard King, Jim Morrison, tried to chat up Janis Joplin, and it didn't quite go his way.
Hey, JJ, it's Jay. What do you say we take a ride together to the other side? Ooh, trippy, trippy.
Jim, you're what? Hilarious. Keep going with that bloody comedy.
Yes.
Some great material.
We reminisced about the time in 1984 when Neverending Story was released into theatres worldwide. And at the end of it, remember when Bastion had to call out the name? Remember what we all went through?
Call a name, Bastion.
Call my name.
Then the crowd would get involved as well.
Do it. Our Lock It In segment returned, and Pete Brantman has put the kibosh.
All right, Titans versus Bulldogs. The Titans coach, Justin Holbrook, I think it is.
Yep.
Mate, if he doesn't win this one, he's gone.
Long after you're gone, gone, gone.
And we unearthed the footage of the time that Madonna took the BBC radio stations off the air back in 1990 for her love of swearing. We were there.
You seem to be experiencing some technology problems over here.
Oh, God, she's swearing. Oh, she, I'm sorry. Breakaway. Excuse me, we have to break away from the Madonna concert right there. I believe now she has cleared herself up now. Potty mouth out. Yes, good mouth in. Back to the concert, thank you.
I can't understand anything you're saying.
Oops, there you go. Yeah, she's done it again. To our BBC listeners, yes, Starseed says.
And when it comes to work on the JB flyover, well, let me steal a line from Ray Liotta in Field of Dreams. Ray?
If you build it,
everyone will be happy. I mean, they will. They'll just be happy. So,
build it.
Let's
Come
get
on,
it started.
Build it.
Let's get it going.
Build it.
Come on, let's get
build
it out.
Build it.
Come on, let's get
build
it out. Come on, let's start it.
Build it. Build it. Build it.
And that's the week that was on the 2ST Brekkie Show.